ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, counting down the hours until the solar eclipse later today. From Mexico up to through the U.S. into Canada, millions will be in the path of totality, including ABC's David Muir in Burlington, Vermont.
Even if you're not directly in that path of totality, which will be wider this time than what we've seen before, scientists say about 99% of Americans across this country will witness something today, whether it's a partial eclipse, even just a piece of what we're not going to see for another two decades.
As Gazans slowly trickle back into the city of Khan Yunis following Israel's announcement of a troop withdrawal there. Doctors Without Borders say rates of malnutrition throughout the territory are growing. Talks on a ceasefire continue in Egypt. The Vatican releasing a declaration today that says surrogacy and gender reassignment surgery are grave threats to human dignity on par with euthanasia and abortion. South Carolina beat Iowa to complete its perfect women's NCAA basketball season Sunday. Tonight it's UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. With weather getting warmer, a reminder is to call before you dig. Alliant Energy encourages residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 or click on call811.com prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine or a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. The announcement coincides with the National Safe Digging Month. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. 811 is a national free service available year-round. After you call 811, utilities mark the locations of buried lines with high-visibility paint or flags. Yellow paint or markings indicate buried natural gas lines. Red paint or markings identify electric lines. When you dig, you should stay 18 inches away from the marked lines. If you must work within the 18-inch tolerance zone, dig by hand with extreme caution.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners. Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy, 42 tomorrow. partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 45.
Get high-quality paints and save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Give your room a fresh new look with Pittsburgh Ultra Interior Paint. It's a paint and primer in one that provides a durable, washable finish that can be made in thousands of colors. Save big money on Ultra Interior Paint and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everybody, Todd Albo, Monday noon to 2. President Biden is in Wisconsin, and we'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey, what's up now?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
And welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, although the weekend went by a little too fast for my liking, but I'm hanging in there for a Monday. How are you?
All right, man. So, did you get to watch any of the championship game?
I didn't actually watch any, but I saw some highlights and checked out the box score.
Man, spectacular, spectacular women's basketball this weekend. And the tickets for the championship game in South Carolina, with South Carolina and Iowa, one of the most expensive tickets in the history of college basketball. Men, tickets are they for the NCAA men championships are going to be less expensive than the women's. And it was just a spectacular, spectacular game, a spectacular final 16. I fell in love, man, with the girls' game, with the women's game of basketball, college basketball. And I will never not become a fan. I'm going to be a fan now because of the excitement, the abilities that these young women have, their talents, their commitment to excellence, their athletic ability, just all of those things, and more than anything else, their competitiveness, all shown throughout the entire playoffs. And so college women's college basketball is on the ascension. There's no question whatsoever, you know. And the puzzling thing to me, Calvin, is as talented as all those young ladies are, they go up to the next level. They don't lose their talent. They get even better. And yet nobody watches it. So I don't know what the allure is more on the college level than it is on, you know, the professional level. But whatever that is, it's puzzling to me. But I'm going to watch some female pro basketball, the WNBA, as they begin their season. I'm certainly going to do that because, man, they're worthy of us watching them, man. They put in all that work. Their ability, again, is unmatched, unquestioned. And I go back to a time when women's basketball was just, you know, getting publicity, and finally was being able to be shown on television. That's what happens when you're a geezer. You remember all those things. Let me reach out to a fellow geezer Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Earl, you're a kid next to me. I'm 72. I think you're only, what, 70 now? You turned 70?
Yeah, we're still geezers, man. Just so we're both geezers. You're a 72-year-old geezer. I'm a 70-year-old geezer. So,
yeah. All right. Hey, you know, I got a couple comments. Yes, I never watched college, women's college basketball, never. This year, I started watching it in the last probably 2 months or so because of Caitlin Clark. She's amazing, okay? As far as the WNBA, I don't think I'll ever watch that, but I do love women's indoor volleyball. I get my wife and I get really into that.
So the question is, why won't you watch the pro game?
I don't know. I'm just really... I don't know. I like the innocence of college. Now it's starting to change. Now they're starting to pay these people. They allow them to get out there and do commercials and stuff like that. So it's changing. But what the fear that I have was, I don't know if you heard this, the question was asked of the South Carolina coach. They asked her about transgenders getting into playing basketball. And she said she has no problems with a guy who thinks he considers himself a woman to play, and that's going to destroy it. And if that happens,
so Gary,
basketball.
So the boogeyman is coming. The boogeyman is coming. Man, I mean, can't we just get off of the politics just for a second? To disavow all of the greatness and the positive publicity that came with the women's, college game. Let's look at the positive parts of these things, man. To come up with this boogeyman, some transgender person is going to be playing. It hasn't happened. And I think it's not even the time or the place to even have that conversation, man.
Earl, they asked her the question, and she went out there and told.
Why would they ask? So Gary, my point is, why ask that question? It was a great series. It was great basketball. It was great for the women's sports. Whoever asked the question is a moron. I mean, it took away, the question takes away from everything that they did. Go ahead.
It's terrible. So the other coach was asked the question also because they were sitting side by side. And she said, hey, I'm talking about basketball right now. I'm not talking about this, But the other one said, no, she has no problems recruiting guys to go play basketball on her team.
Hey Gary.
Me, if this happens, that it's going to destroy for all the young ladies.
Hey Gary. If ifs and nuts were candy and butts, what a wonderful world it will be if. Man, it was great basketball. We don't need to tar and feather it with these, the boogeyman is coming arguments. And so that's really it, man. We don't need to go down that road. When we go down that road, we take away from all the positive aspects and things that occurred during women's basketball. I saw and paid attention to it over the last 2 months like you. I fell in love with it. But that's not going to change one iota because somebody asked a stupid question that should have never been asked because it has nothing to do with what took place, man.
Bad answer to that. She should have said, I'm working.
There shouldn't have been a question, Gary.
Playing the champ. Earl, you're shooting the messenger. I'm just telling you, it's been all over sports this weekend. She got a lot of grief. I wish you would have kept her mouth shut. I watched the game yesterday, and I was rooting for Iowa.
No kidding.
I'm a Caitlin Clark fan,
No kidding.
And then I was actually rooting for the young lady from Germantown at UConn. So my wife and I were kind of going back and forth.
Okay.
Hey, Gary. From Germantown.
Thank you very much for the call, man. But that, that's part of what's wrong with our country. And I'm going to get into that, after, short break. But come on. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must not forget that. The power is in our hands to get out and vote and to get registered to vote. It's just unbelievable to me that, first off, you had a great, great basketball finals. You had a great, I mean, this person that asked a question like that, that's media malpractice, first off. Second off, that became the highlight then of everything. That's what made it political. Why can't we just enjoy the girls the women playing basketball? And I mean, I'm just amazed at how tall that girl was from South Carolina.
6'7".
Holy cow! That's why that's why Iowa couldn't win. Honestly, was because of the game down below. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, they beat them on the inside. They beat them on the inside.
Absolutely, and they're going to when they're 6'7" like that, but. Yeah, that's all I'm going to leave it at, because I really don't want to get into this other craziness that makes it political, and that's coming from me. I just enjoyed the game. I enjoyed all the players. I actually watched it where they had what was her name? It was on ESPN, but it was a different ESPN.
Lieberman.
They did like the Peyton Manning.
Lieberman.
Well, they did like the Peyton Manning type thing,
yeah.
Eli Manning thing, where they had the two women that were –
Yeah.
Professional basketball.
Yeah, Nancy Lieberman. Nancy Lieberman.
No.
Oh.
No, it was
a different one. Okay. Yeah, they had a lot of different. Like they had a lot of different. It was seen a lot of different places.
They were interviewing Ted Lasso. You know, they were doing different things like that. But the thing I found so enjoyable about it was the idea of basketball. Why do we have to bring? You know, yes, there are a lot of lesbians in professional basketball. That's never going to change, people. But you know what? Let's not make this into an LGBTQ plus issue. Let's make this into a basketball issue. And for Gary to say he's not going to watch the WNBA because it's too much where now it's becoming commercialized, or now it's becoming where the girls are making possibly money and all that kind of stuff, it kind of taints it. Well, yeah, that taints all sports. But you guys being conservatives, aren't you about the person being able to make their money and make their due and all of that kind of stuff? I mean, I can see that coming from me, where I believe in, you know, we the people are all in this together, and that, you know, everyone's being paid a little too much in the sports. But, you know, that's the way the TV contracts go. That's your free market that you love to call it. So, you know, that's what happens. So I just want to say I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the basketball. I've enjoyed women's basketball for the past, you know, 25, 30 years. Even when I was in high school, I enjoyed it. I enjoy the fact that they use mechanics. They actually miss shots. You don't know if they're going to miss it.
Right. Well, look, man, you know, we're going to get into some politics, you know, and because that's kind of what we do, man. But, you know, to bring politics into the girls' game is ridiculous. And whoever the reporter was who asked the question should have been released. Because if that's the best thing you can come up with out of all those great weeks of basketball, and you're in the wrong profession. 844-967-2789. When we come back, what does it mean to be an American? It means something different to all of us. I can tell you what it means to me. Love to hear your ideas on the other side. 844-967-2789. A Motown Monday on the Earth.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy,
boy, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Only the strong survive. That's what she said. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, the greatest Motown hits of all times, every Monday, 8 to 10. On the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back. You know, before we took that short hiatus, I asked the question, what does it mean to be an American? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, there is no right answer. It should mean, you know, it means different things to different people. So I'm just curious as to how you would articulate it. Different things for different people. Calvin, you got any thoughts on what it means to be an American to you? It's a broad question.
It is, and I know you have to really give it
some thought.
Yeah.
So while you're doing that, let me say this. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So being an American, it's supposed to mean, I didn't say what it is, what it's supposed to mean is that we have, you know, free and equal opportunities in this nation. And that we have the ability, should have the ability to become whoever it is we want to become. We should believe that there's a government that is going to be looking out for the American people, and that the opportunities of freedom and equality should never come into question. As an American, that should be at the root of everything that encompasses being an American. Free and equal opportunity. 844-967-2789. Like I said, that's what it's supposed to mean. Calvin, to me, your thoughts.
Well, I think you summed it up nicely of what it's supposed to mean. For what I've like felt as an American, I can't say, I don't know how I express my Americanism. I guess you just hope the ideal is that everyone is free and has equal opportunity. But I think that's tough to say that is what it is today, because that's not always the case.
So let's go to the text. Tony, being an American is supposed to be about striving to be better, to scratch out a living for ourselves and family and bringing along our entire community. Look, the words of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, those are beautiful, beautiful allegorical words. But we struggle today to make them a reality. Again, your thoughts about what it means to be an American. You know, some will say, well, to make a whole lot of money. I get a chance to be a billionaire. You know, I could be Elon Musk. I can be Donald Trump. You know, it's more than that. You know, what the nation represents and stands for is an ideal. You know, it's an ideal. And certainly an ideal is something that you can't put your hands on, you know, lay your hands on and say, well, this is, and put ownership to the ideal. Because being an American today is a whole lot different than it was when I was a young man. The divide in the country is proof positive that we are as far away from being united in this nation as we have been in my lifetime. So being an American is something that I think everybody needs to stop and pause and think about, especially as, you know, things get nastier and nastier in this election cycle. Don't forget, 50% of the American people don't give a rip about the election cycle. And if you ask them their beliefs about being an American, most of them would say, bah, humbug, hooey, because they don't think enough of the nation to even vote. Being an American, you know, again, what does it mean to you? Because if we can't, you know, put our finger on it at this juncture of our lives, then why do we even bother to go around and talk about the greatest nation on earth if we ourselves can articulate what that means? Well, means more than just acquiring things, a lot of money. I think it's a lot broader than that. And, you know, the amendments are kind of what is supposed to give us the freedoms of speech, the freedom of religion. Those kinds of things that came later in the Constitution. And the fact that people, on Wednesday, a Thursday, I'm going to have a good friend, attorney Roy Evans from Milwaukee, who will be here to talk a little bit about, you know, what these things mean and why they're so important. You know, what it means to be an American, you know, means something different to each and every one of us. But, you know, we've got news, weather, and sports up next. But when we return, Calvin, you have a dog?
I have two, actually.
Yeah, you've had dogs all your life.
Yep.
I want to talk with people who have dogs and what it means for a dog to be man's best friend. 844-967-2789 is the number. Monday, Motown Mondays on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, you're gonna be strong. You better hold on. Don't worry about it. Don't you know that things are gonna change? Oh, but you're gonna be.
This
is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources invite you to attend open houses tonight at 6 to learn about resource management through the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearing process. DNR staff and WCC delegates will be on hand at these open houses to discuss local issues of importance, answer questions from the public, and open a dialogue between the public, the DNR, and the WCC about areas of interest and concern. John Clare is a member of the Conservation Congress.
It's important that folks that are interested in the outdoors attend, whether you're a hunter, fisher, or trapper, or just somebody that likes to canoe or hang out in the outdoors, it's important that people be there. There's a number of things that happen during this meeting. First of all, there's some citizen resolutions, and then there are a number of questions to be voted on. And this year, there's a whole bunch, and you get a chance to either vote in person or you can do it online beginning on Wednesday.
The Richland County meeting will be held at the Richland County Courtroom.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Michael J. Fox says he would love to act again if someone would offer him a role. The 62-year-old actor, who has suffered from Parkinson's for decades now, says he is not ready to retire. The actor says his priorities have shifted and he has been focused on family in recent years, but he remains optimistic that he will act again. Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld creator Larry David says it's inappropriate to recline your seat on an airplane, and if it were up to him, they would do away with the option because he says no one wants to look at your head, adding that no one should lay back into a person's lap. David ranted about the procedure on The Rich Eisen Show. When Eisen said that's why the button is there, David said we should eliminate those buttons. Personally, I think we should put a stop to people who go barefoot on planes first. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olson were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
into the future. Time is on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Town Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dog is man's best friend. I've heard it time and time again. You've heard it time and time again. Many of you have dogs, and I like to hear from you. Because they're all kind of dogs, Calvin. I'll bet you, Calvin, you don't have a pit bull.
I don't, no.
All right. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a yellow lab and a corgi.
A yellow lab is a beautiful dog, man. What's the other dog?
A corgi.
A corgi, little short.
Yeah, dog. Like the kind the yeah. queen used to have.
Yeah, so how do they get along?
Oh, they love each other.
Yeah.
The lab's 8 and the corgi's 3. So there's a age difference, but yeah, they love each other.
Different personalities.
Very different personalities.
So for a person who doesn't have a dog, what do you mean by the dog's personalities?
Just the way they act towards you or to each other. Both my dogs beg for food. That's
well, all
one thing
dogs
they
beg
do.
For food.
But yeah, like how loving they are, like how they respond to pets, like what they like to do with their toys. Like my corgi does this thing where she chews her bone on the couch, but then she pushes it off on purpose, and then she jumps up back and forth getting the bone off the floor. So yeah, just stuff like that.
So do they fight for your attention?
Oh yes, they're very jealous of each other.
Yeah,
but it's they're not nasty, but yeah.
So and you've had dogs all your life?
Yep, my whole life.
So your thoughts about a pit bull, man?
I think that...
Would you have one?
I don't think I would ever have one, but only because I have my preferences, and the pit bull's not one of them. I think raised correctly, any dog is a good dog.
Do you have friends that have pit bulls?
I don't. I don't have a lot of friends who actually have dogs.
All right. 844-967-2789. Why is, you know, is your dog, and do you look at your dog as your best friend? Yeah, that's a hell of a statement, but people who have dogs, you know, I mean, I see them, and there clearly is something that goes on between the master and the dog that is, you know, inseparable. Sometimes I think people enjoy being around their dogs more than being around human beings.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of people who say that.
All right. Let's go to the text line. I have multiple beagles over my life, and I love them except for the baying. You know, the baying sound is, right?
Yeah, like the kind of like howling type barking noise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and Sharky from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Sharky. I bet you have a German Shepherd.
No, actually, I got a beautiful golden red retriever.
Now, that's
he's
a beautiful.
He's 4 years old.
Okay.
He's 4 years old, and he's doing, I think today he's going to finish up my taxes. He's so brilliant.
Labradors, everything that I've heard about Labrador, I know they're beautiful, beautiful animals, but from everything I heard about them and very get along with people very well, but they can be if someone who doesn't know them or presents a problem with the owners, they can be aggressive.
Well, this guy goes from 0 to 200 and I can bring him back real quick. And we are in the process of testing him. I'm going to get a hold of my police friends and get a rubber suit guy out there and have someone try to attack me and see what he does with a rubber suit to a guy in a rubber suit.
Because
he's got a jaw that I think he could swallow my microwave.
So how long have you had him?
I've had him 4 years. He's going to be 4 years old May 1st. And I tell you what.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You know, he diagnosed a very serious illness before any machine or any doctor, and then basically saved my life.
Yeah, I've heard that doctors have this unbelievable gift and ability to sense, you know, serious medical issues with human beings.
I'll tell you, and you know a little bit of my background. He is there for me, and he is my best friend. And I have lovely people around me, including yourself, and who I love, all the way through here. But when he comes around, when the day is over, and I'm having a bad day, he seems to fill the cup of love.
You know, so how long you've had dogs all your life?
I have.
You know, and
the first one I had in 1964 was my first dog.
Let me ask you, what are your thoughts about pit bulls? What about these aggressive dogs that people have? And, you know, I've got a son that, you know, has a pit bull. And, you know, he's a docile dog if around the people, you know, he knows and loves. But he's strong as an ox. And I'm a pretty big guy. And if I'm walking him, I mean, I don't even know how people, and he's not the really big pit bull, but I don't know how people even risk having that dog because of the sheer power of him, Sharky.
Well, you know, I think, here's my opinion on that. I think the dog itself, the breed is beautiful. I've seen so many beautiful pit bulls.
Right.
Unfortunately, back in my days, in my earlier life, the pit bulls were used in terrible, terrible, terrible types of situations.
Right.
And it broke my heart. And but I believe that's, you know, it's in the trainer. I guess it's in the breed, too. I'm not sure. I can't say that because I am not a vet. But that is a beautiful dog. I see a dog like that, I will watch him, you know. And hope that he's, I can pet him so if I could get closer and I'd love on him, give him some love, you know, but you got to be careful. Any animal can do a surprise on you. And you know, the story's there as well. So,
I never had a dog. We never had a dog growing up. I had 12 siblings. And so I guess that was more than enough in a house. 12 siblings that we never had a dog. And so I never grew fond of a dog because we never had one. And, you know, I see some of these cute little dogs, you know, a few pounds bigger than the mouse. And they look so cute, man, you know. And people have them. And I can kind of see because it appears to almost be like a little toy, right? But dogs require a lot of attention, just like children. And if you don't, I'm just assuming, if you don't have the time to give the dog the attention, you shouldn't have the dog. Is it safe to say that, Sharky?
I agree with that. Right now he's giving me the eye because he missed the walk yesterday because of our schedule. And so, hey, listen, but he's got a fancy name. Lenny Jr., named after a jockey, a disc jockey there in WLIP, Lenny Palmer. Nice man out there.
Hey Sharky, thank you very much for the call, Sharky. As always, man, keep up the good work. You know, I there'd been times that I had thought about, you know, getting a dog, but, you know, my kids have long since been grown. But, you know, I don't have the time. I clearly do not have the time. As I said, my son's dog, he's such a playful dog. But man, his strength, Calvin, I mean, those dogs are really physically strong.
Oh yeah. Even my lab, he's a big boy. He's almost 80 pounds, but he'll pull you on the leash if he wants to. He's real strong.
Yeah, and they're smart, right?
Oh yeah. Well, sometimes.
Oh no. I mean dogs.
Yes, in general, dogs are smart when they want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, as I watch people and their love with dogs, you know, some of the, people here at the station sometimes will bring the dogs in, and you can kind of see the relationships that they have with dogs. I know people who have better relationships with their dogs than they do with people. It's just true. And so there's something clearly about the relationship with a dog and a human being that the creator really thought was important. Otherwise, he wouldn't have created the dog. And you know, Calvin, when I was growing up, dogs were basically outdoor dogs. They had dog houses outside, and they would be in the dog houses, and rarely would they allow them inside. But that's not, you know, the way it is today. Dogs are part of the family. Dogs are in the house, in the home, and eat in the kitchen along with the family members.
Oh yeah, my two dogs, my dad has gotten them used to he gives them what he doesn't eat on his dinner plate every night. And then my older dog, the lab, sleeps in bed with my parents. So wow. Yeah, they're definitely part of the family.
Wow. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts for a couple more seconds on this subject, because we got a lot of other subjects that we're going to talk about along the way. Tom, quickly, your response.
Earl, you have so many good topics. Can't even stay off the phone. First off, pit bulls are the sweetest dogs in the world. I have friends that have pit bulls, and they're sweetest. My dogs are Lambo, Lombardi, and Curly. And they're one's an English Golden Doodle, one's a regular Golden Doodle, and one's a Schnauzer Doodle. And the reason why is because they're kind of like a Golden Retriever, except for they don't shed at all.
Yeah, Schnauzer's a beautiful dog. Schnauzer's a beautiful dog.
They're all very, very much. And one other thing I'd like to say is, people, remember that the word dog spelled backwards.
God, G-O-D.
Is God.
Yeah. So, hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Susan, we'll squeeze you in quickly. You say what? Susan. All right. I don't know what Susan is. 844-967-2789 is the number. I want to talk a little bit about a couple things on the other side. And I want to talk about, you know, immigration. Because you hear people say the number one issue in the country right now is illegal immigration. And I'm going to point out some things as we get into the subject. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires.
Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. The greatest hits in Motown history every Monday from 8 to 10 on the Earl Ingram Show. So, in October 2023, the foreign-born share of immigrants, was the highest in the history of our nation. At 49.5 million and 15% of the U.S. population in 2023, that was a record. The Census Bureau's current population survey shows that the total foreign-born or immigrant population, illegal and legal, was 49.5 million in October, a 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office, and a new record high. At 15%, the foreign-born share of the U.S. population is also the highest ever recorded in American history as the debate rages over the ongoing border crisis. So, 4.5 million increase, 49.5 million is the population of immigrants, legal and illegal, in the country. Why are people acting like there's an invasion? Again, the numbers. 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office. Legal and illegal immigrants, 49.5 million is the total in the nation. 15%. And many of them are working. Why are we going crazy? You know, we talk as if the immigrants are the largest population in the nation. They're not. There's 49.5 million immigrants, legal and illegal. Many of them are working. So when people ask the question, what's the most important thing that you're concerned about in the nation, and people say immigration, I have to ask you the question. Maybe you don't know these numbers. So when I got to thinking about it, I decided to look up the numbers. And I don't think most of the people who are in this listening audience have any idea It's four. I mean, 4.5 million. You know, a lot of people. But that pales in comparison to 350 million, which is how many Americans we have thereabouts. So why are we going nuts over immigration? Well, ignorance. People don't know. They're certainly not aware. And so 844-967-2789 is the number. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I think, how do we know how many illegal immigrants are here if they're here illegally?
Well, this is according to the Pew Research. They've done the research, and whatever method or tool they use, you know, they are a respectable entity that does this kind of research, and that's the number that they put on it.
Okay. I think the key is illegal, and I think what bothers people is that the illegal immigrants that come in they've already broken our laws. They don't come in the proper channels. They're welcome to come to the United States. Everybody wants immigrants legally coming in to the United States. That's what we're about. That's how we built our country. Most of us have relatives that came in legally to this country and built this country.
Well, I would say this to you, Julie. Those same illegal immigrants we're talking about, many of them are employed by business people in this nation. And so, you know, we can point our finger at those people, but they come here to work. The majority of them come here to work. And businesses know they're illegal, and we have a system set up, Julie, that taxes them. Are you aware of that?
Absolutely. And
okay,
that's
so
not right either.
I know, but it can't be. We can't blame those people if we have American citizens who employ them and then a system that knows that they're here working and we tax them. They know. I mean, this whole system is to blame, and not the people. They're going to come as long as there are people who are going to offer them work. And the fact that our government knows that and then puts them on the tax roll, Julie, that's the issue.
Knowingly come here illegally. They can come here legally and get jobs.
Hey, Julie, if people didn't hire them, they wouldn't come illegally. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? They come here because they know others who are employed, who've come here illegally, and they're employed, and it continues to happen. I wish I had more time. 844-967-2789 is the number. On the other side, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. Mondays, Motown Mondays on the Earl Ingram Show.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The total solar eclipse happening a little later this afternoon. The path of totality, 24.